EU Regulation 515/2019 entered into force on 19 April 2020. It lays down rules and procedures concerning the application by member states of the principle of mutual recognition in individual cases in relation to goods which are lawfully marketed in another member state. The aim of Regulation 515 is to strengthen the functioning of the internal market by improving the application of the principle of mutual recognition and by removing unjustified barriers to trade. In particular, according to Regulation 515, the producer of goods that are being made or are to be made available on the market in the member state of destination may draw up a voluntary declaration of lawful marketing of goods for the purposes of mutual recognition, the so-called mutual recognition declaration, in order to demonstrate to the competent authorities of the member state of destination that the goods are lawfully marketed in another member state. Regulation 515 applies to goods of any type that are lawfully marketed in another member state and to administrative decisions that have been or are to be taken by a competent authority of a member state of destination in relation to such goods, provided that, first, such administrative decisions are based on a national technical rule applicable in the member state of destination, and second, that they restrict or deny market access in the member state of destination. According to Italian Legislative Decree No. 75/2010, for the purposes of tracing fertilizers mentioned under Decree 75, a register of fertilizer and a register of producer are established under the duty and care of the Italian Ministry of Agriculture. The filing with the register of fertilizer and with the register of producer is mandatory and has to be done prior to the start of any commercial activity on the Italian territory. It is questionable if such filing with the aforementioned registers actually results in an authorization procedure based on a national technical rule catched by the provisions of Regulation 515, and thus by the possibility of being bypassed by a mutual recognition declaration. According to Regulation 515, a prior authorization procedure does not itself constitute a national technical rule. National technical rules are nevertheless sometimes given effect in a member state by means of a prior authorization procedure, under which formal approval has to be obtained from a competent authority before the goods can be placed on the market there. Since the existence of a prior authorization procedure in itself restricts the free movement of goods, in order for such authorization procedure to be justified, with regard to the fundamental principle of free movement of goods within the internal market, such an authorization procedure has to pursue a public interest objective recognized by the EU law, and it has to be proportionate and non-discriminatory. The compliance of such a procedure with EU law is to be assessed in light of the considerations set out in the case law of the EU Court of Justice. Therefore, administrative decisions restricting or denying market access exclusively on the grounds that the goods do not have a valid prior authorization should be excluded from the scope of Regulation 515. When, however, an application for mandatory prior authorization of goods is made, any administrative decision to reject the application on the basis of a national technical rule applicable in that member state should only be taken in accordance with Regulation 515, so that the applicant can benefit from the procedural protection, this meaning the mutual recognition declaration, which Regulation 515 provides. Based on the above, we are inclined to affirm the following. First, a prior authorization procedure like the filing with the register of fertilizer and the register of producer is not itself a national technical rule, and thus should be excluded from the application of Regulation 515. Second, although a prior authorization procedure like the filing with the register of fertilizer and the register of producer could nevertheless be seen as a formal approval through which a national technical rule, in this case Decree 75, is given effect, we are rather reluctant to assume that this might be our case. In this respect, it is to consider that a national technical rule is any provision of law, regulation or administrative provision of a member state which has jointly the following characteristics. First, it covers aspects of goods that are not the subject of harmonization at EU level. Second, it either prohibits the making available of goods on the market in that member state, or it makes compliance with the provision compulsory whenever goods are made available on the market. And third, it does at least one of the following. It lays down the characteristics of goods, such as their levels of quality, performance or safety, or their dimensions, including the requirements applicable to those goods as regards the names under which they are sold, terminology, symbols, testing and test methods, packaging, marking or labeling, and conformity assessment procedures. Or, for the purpose of protecting consumers or the environment, it imposes other requirements or good that affect the life cycle of the goods after they have been made available on the market in that member state, such as conditions of use, recycling, reuse or disposal, where such conditions can significantly influence either the composition or nature of those goods or the making available of them on the market in that member state. Only national technical rules with the above mentioned characteristics and resulting in a restriction or denial of market access in the member state of destination are catched, along with any relevant administrative decision based on them, by Regulation 515 and may thus be bypassed by way of a mutual recognition declaration. We are rather not inclined to rank Decree 75 among the list of national technical rules catched by Regulation 515, since first, Decree 75 does not cover aspects of fertilizers that are not the subject of harmonization at EU level, but on the contrary, explicitly makes reference and recalls the EU regulations number 1774 of 2002, 2003 of 2003, 8089 of 2008, 1348 of 2008, which are EU laws specifically applicable to fertilizers. Second, Decree 75 does not prohibit the making of fertilizers on the market as long as they are in compliance with EU Regulation 2003/2003, but only imposes a previous filing with the Register of Fertilizer and the Register of Producer for tracing purposes. Third, with the exemption of tolerance limit in Article 3, Decree 75 doesn't autonomously lay down any characteristics required of goods, but makes reference to already existing EU regulations. Fourth, Decree 75 does not affect the life cycle of the goods after they have been made available on the market. And fifth, Decree 75 explicitly recalls the principle of mutual recognition already contained in EU Regulation 764 of 2008. On the basis of the above, it is rather unlikely in our opinion that Decree 75 could be ranked among the list of national technical rules. But even if such ranking is given on the basis of a different interpretation, the relevant authorization procedure should nevertheless disregard the provisions brought by Regulation 515. To be catched by Regulation 515, a prior authorization procedure like the filing with the Register of Fertilizer and the Register of Producer should not pursue a public interest objective recognized by EU law, should be unproportionate, and should be discriminatory. In our interpretation, the authorization procedure under Decree 75 pursues a public interest objective recognized by EU law, since it introduces a registration procedure which is aimed at tracing fertilizers marketed on the Italian territory and which are supposed to be in compliance with the relevant EU regulations applicable to such fertilizers. Furthermore, it is not unproportioned, since it merely requires a filing with the Register of Fertilizer and the Register of Producer, which is not supposed to require any undue or unproportional effort to foreign fertilizer producer. And finally, it is not discriminatory, since the procedure of filing with the Register of Fertilizer and the Register of Producer applies in the same way to both foreign as well as domestic fertilizer producer. The filing with the above-mentioned registers seems not to be catched by the provisions of Regulation 515, and in particular by the possibility of being bypassed by a mutual recognition declaration.